Hi, I'm Laura LaBelle, the host of The Impossible Job, a podcast about the misadventures in parenting that every parent goes through, regardless of who your family is. Not an expert, just a parent. The Impossible Job podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, the hometown advantage. Most folks who work here love living here. They care about the community. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work with the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Post your job today on Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at richmondtodchelpwanted.com. Local jobs that work. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Impossible Job. On today's show, my guest is, again, my sister, Sarah, except Sarah's not in the studio with me today. She's actually on the phone in Oklahoma. So welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So I wanted, well, first, before we get into our topic, why don't you just reintroduce yourself to everybody? Who do you have living in your house?
My name's Sarah, and my husband, John, and I have two kids, one six-year-old boy named Oz and a three-year-old girl named Arabelle.
Awesome. And Oz is about to be seven, though, in a few, like 2 months, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
In June, and then Arabelle will be four in August.
That's right. So today, we're going to be talking about hair. And one of the reasons that I actually really wanted you to be the guest on the show is because you married a black man, and together you have two beautiful mixed-race children, but you are a white lady, and your children have... Well, they kind of have different hair from each other, but it's definitely different than yours. So
I have super straight, 10 straight hair.
Right.
And Oz has like big curly loops, and Arabelle has more kinky, coarse texture hair.
Yeah, and so, and the Oz is a very, it's finer, but it's definitely very curly. So,
very.
But before we get into our children's hair, I just thought it would be kind of a fun thing to talk about anyway, because, I mean, our hair is definitely, I don't know, you kind of have like that whole like messy bun thing. Like if you're a mom, you kind of just throw it up, or you just chop it all off so you don't have to deal with it. So let's talk about hair. What's your current hair status, Sarah?
As of now, I just put it up in a messy bun.
See? There you go. Yeah. And as we speak, you can't see it, but so is mine. It's kind of thrown up. Yeah. So what was, like, your hair routine before you had kids, though? Like, how often would you go get your hair done, or would you, or, you know, was it about the
same? I used to get my hair colored a lot, to the point, like, when I was, I don't know, my early 20s, I would, like, people would be like, well, what's your natural hair color? And I'd be like, it's a dark brown, I think,
because
I've been getting it dyed so much. But I have not, it's a long process with kids. So I haven't gotten it dyed in maybe 2 years.
Yeah. Like, but how short is your hair? Because you do, I mean, you've always kind of had your hair somewhat short, or maybe medium length.
Right.
Like in high school, it was like the longest I think it was ever been. It was past your shoulders. But other than that, it's always been pretty short-ish.
Right. It's been because my hair is very fine. And so when I get it longer, it just starts. And because I don't do my hair, like I was, I guess what you would call a tomboy in high school.
Yeah.
I don't do my hair at all. And so I would wash it and condition it, and then, like, that's it. I wouldn't blow dry or anything like that. But to be fair, even if I did try to curl it or blow dry it, it would just fall. So I usually cut it almost every summer, probably to like 10 lengths. And then I let it grow throughout the year, and then I'll cut it again. My only like prerequisite, I guess, is that I have to be able to pull it back in at least a ponytail.
Yeah, well, you also did like an undercut there for a little bit.
I did, but again, that was like, I liked that a lot, but it's something you have to keep up with. And I can't go to the, to like, even like a barbershop, like every 2 weeks.
Right.
So that was something that I thought would be fun, easy to keep up with, but it was not.
Yeah. So my hair has always been kind of like my thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
definitely.
You know, I don't know. Like, it's like the one thing that like I always got complimented on was my hair, you know?
Right.
So,
I remember when you first got pregnant, and I was like, you have to have a girl, because otherwise, like, all your talent would go to a waste.
I don't know how much talent I'm imparting on her hair, honestly, but no, my hair has always been my thing. Like, I've also, for the most part, have had pretty long or longish hair. I think my hair is like the shortest it's been my whole life now, and it's just a little past shoulder length, you know. I think there's only been like two or three times in my early adult years that I can remember that I've actually like cut it shorter than my shoulders, and I like, honestly, as soon as I did it, I was like, this was a big mistake. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Like, it just, I don't think it, like, frames my face very well, kind of. So, I don't know. So, I always kind of keep my hair long. And, yeah, I pull it up a lot. But I feel like I also do my hair a lot. Like, I blow it out. I curl it. Like, I do all that stuff on a semi-regular basis. So, like, if I'm going out and I'm doing something, or if I'm like going to work, or if I'm volunteering, or just where I'm going to be, like a general, like around people that doesn't include like the grocery store or stuff like that, I have my hair usually done. But otherwise, it's up in a ponytail or under a hat or something like that. But before I had kids, I honestly don't think I think I went to the salon less than I do now. Because I never really I didn't really get it colored or anything like that. Like, I've only gotten like highlights here and there, and then as I've gotten older, I still don't really color my hair, but I'm definitely heavier on the highlights. And I guess I do color it to an extent, where because I'm covering up grays now. And then I think I only went and got my hair, like, cut or trimmed maybe once a year, because I was poor and I couldn't afford to cut it all the time. So, and then now it's not like we have that much more money, but I think I go probably, like, 2, maybe 3 times a year to get my hair done.
Yeah.
Like, cut
style. It's still not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I know for some people that's not a lot, but for me, I think it's way more than I used to.
Yeah.
So. What was your hair like when you were a kid?
Oh, God.
I mean, I've seen the pictures, but what was your hairstyle back then?
So my mom, she changed her hair a lot in that sense. And so I think it was like a bonding thing for her. Whenever I just came up with an idea, she would be like, okay. And so, God, I did everything to the, like, perms. Oh, God, such bad experience with perms. Because it was, like, super tight and short, so I pretty much just had this big clown fro.
You had bangs, too, a lot.
I had bangs. I cut it short a lot, but it wasn't. Because I've gotten my hair cut into, like, a pixie cut before, and I liked it a lot, but it's, like, the growing out stages, they're super awkward.
Yeah.
When you do your hair or your makeup, it just looks like, I've had some pretty bad experiences, which is why I won't go to a new hair place until I know people who go to it, because I've had such bad experiences.
Yeah. I'm very particular about who cuts my hair, but I mean, I know, like, looking back, I think my mom kept my hair pretty short just because it was easier to, like, manage. So I definitely had the whole, mm-hmm. like, the bowl cut going on.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I feel like I have very vivid memories of me, like, sitting in our utility room, like, on top of our, like, a washer or dryer, and then my mom putting a bowl on my head and just, like, trimming my bangs and my hair and stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely remember that being a big hairstyle back when I was very young. But, like, in my teens, I definitely, I did the whole, the Rachel cut from Friends. And then I think I did, like, all the Rachel cuts, like, like the, like, when it was, like, the short, really choppy kind of lots of layers and stuff like that. And then the whole, like, where it was, like, long and straight with, like, the mean part down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I totally did that, like, as a teenager. And then actually I did color my hair, but it was, like, color, like, red and blue and purple.
Yeah.
And I think I dyed my hair, like, red once. I remember that in high school. So, did you have, like, hair envy of anybody?
Of you.
Me? Oh, see? There you go.
I still have hair envy of you, like, every time you come home.
Aw.
But I've just learned to embrace it. Like, well, at least my sister's hair is beautiful.
Yeah. What kind of hair did, like, most of your friends have? Like...
It was all different. Like, Ashley, she had really thick, curly hair. And it's funny now because now that I'm into natural hair and, like, researching all about it, I keep texting her and telling her she needs to do this, and she just laughs at me. But I remember it used to take, like, 2 or 3 hours to straighten her hair.
Yeah.
And I used to be really envious of the fact that it was so thick.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she hated it. So grass is always greener, I guess. But besides that, I mean, I didn't really have no one else was, like, into hair as much, like, especially in high school. Mm-hmm. And then in college, they curled it and stuff, and some had, like, wavy, but there wasn't much variation between it.
Yeah.
At least, like, my white friends, and then my black friends, they had different. I remember vividly, like, sometimes when they were coming to basketball practice, they would have to stop running because if they had just gotten, like, a perm or something, they'd be like, I can't sweat out my perm.
Yeah.
So.
Say,
but
I had two friends, like, two of my closer friends. So I feel like they had polar opposites of hair on the hair spectrum. It's like my one friend, mm-hmm. Megan, she had really long, super straight hair. And it was definitely, I mean, it was beautiful. Because it was, like, I don't know, it was, like, really long and straight, and it just, I don't know. It like, spilled around her shoulders like a waterfall, and it was just beautiful. And then my other friend, Jordan, she also had absolutely, like, stunning hair, but it was, like, really tight ringlets.
Right.
And it was just, but the thing is, like, she hated her hair. I mean, I don't want to say she hated it, but she just definitely didn't, she definitely wanted to have different hair than the hair that she had. And I remember, like, one slumber party we had, she wanted really straight hair, but, like, we didn't have, like, I think hair straighteners back then. And so, mm-hmm. I think I put, like, a whole bottle of that, like, Deb gel,
oh, gosh.
In her hair and, like, combed it and tried to blow dry it. And it just ended up being, like, this kind of kinky looking, it looked like ramen. When I was done with it, you know, like, the dry ramen. So it was still kind of wavy, but it was definitely, like,
it was, like, hard,
like a brick.
Gel in it.
Yeah. It was awful. Yeah. So, and then I remember once, like, hair straighteners became, like, a thing, she would straighten her hair, but it would take forever. And you still had those, like, little frizzy bits, like, at your scalp, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, she couldn't quite get all the way to, like, her roots without, like, burning her scalp. So,
yeah,
it was a thing. But I don't know. I definitely feel like the people who had, like, really curly hair, people were envious of it. And then the people who had really straight hair, people who had curly hair were envious of that. So
And I think it's very, very much like what you don't have. Like, I do remember like when my friends would get braids and stuff, and I remember thinking like, oh man, that must be so easy to keep up with. Mm-hmm. And I've envious that I don't have to do that. Like, I can't do that, but now have, like, I've gotten Airbus braids and stuff. And so it's not as easy as I thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah. What were your, did you have like hair goals or hair idols when you were younger, other than me?
No. I'm not like, I think it's so funny that I have the daughter I have, because I did not care at all about my hair.
Yeah.
It was just something that was there.
See, I wanted my hair to look like Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, uh-huh.
That was my hair goals. Like her, and then Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Just like, like the long, kind of straight, full of volume, full of body, and kind of just curled naturally at the ends and looked great in a headband. That was my hair goals. And I think, for the most part, like in high school, like even in high school, like that's how I wanted my hair. I wanted my hair to look like a cartoon character, but I did it, but I didn't look good in headbands. Like, I don't have the head shape for a headband. Like, they fall off. Like, even like the, you know, like those, the elastic, like hair bands.
Right.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah.
You know, like
the
yeah. Like the elastic headbands that it looks really cute on some people when they have like their hair back in a ponytail, and then they have that long headband, elastic headband. Yeah, those don't stay in my hair.
Yeah, that's too slick.
Even like the ones with like the rubber grips on them, they just like, I don't know, it's like I don't have enough like back of my head to keep it on or something. The only way I can keep them on is if I like braid my hair and then it's like tucked underneath the base or something. But even then, it like slowly like goes back. It's very disappointing. I wish I looked good in headbands or they stayed in my hair, but they don't. So when you were talking about how you didn't care about your hair that much and you kind of just throw it up all the time, but having the daughter that you have, you definitely have to kind of keep up on her hair. So what's it like? Yeah. What's it like doing your kid's hair?
It's like an all-day event, and it's been a huge learning curve. When you were telling me the topic, I was laughing because every Sunday is when we usually do her hair, and it's like a good chunk of the morning,
yeah,
depending on if I have to wash it or not. But then if I retwist it, it takes about 3 to 4 hours to get her hair all done.
And I know it's definitely a process. So
yes. So you have to, I have to detangle it before we wash it. When I'm conditioning it, I condition it, detangle it, then put more conditioner in there, and then then put a shower cap on her and let her play for a little bit, like 10 or 15 minutes, to just let it soak in. And then we have to rinse it, which has been a nightmare because she just got tubes. And so she has to, if we have to get her head underwater, we have to put earplugs in.
Oh, okay.
So we've been trying, but I was talking to some people, and we don't wash her hair. We wash her hair maybe once every 2 weeks now.
Oh.
And
okay.
Yeah, and so it's easier that way in that sense. And I'll just put like leave-in conditioner and spray it with water in the morning. So we probably do like a mask on her hair once a month. So
a mask?
She has the Pamper treatment, like a conditioning mask or something.
Oh, okay.
Because her hair gets really, really dry if I don't condition it like every day. And then I have to like wash the buildup off and things like that.
Gotcha.
So it's been a learning curve.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of learning curve did you have to go through? Because, I mean, you had Oz first. And, I mean, he definitely has different hair than yours, but it's not like
it's no
to the extent of Arabelle.
My friend Portia's like, Oz still has white people hair.
Yeah.
And so it's very curly in the sense that I still have to condition it a lot, but it doesn't get dry. It's not prone to breakage.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like almost like no shrinkage. So it's, we have four people in our house and we have four different types of conditioners and four different types of shampoos. So
how did you learn to take care of your kids' hair?
Pinterest and YouTube and friends. Mm-hmm. And thank God, like, the natural hair movement became a movement because there's no shortage of advice and tutorials. And one of my friends, she was transitioning from to her natural hair. So I experiment on her hair a lot if I find something, because she'll sit still more than my 3-year-old will. But so yeah, and it's all, there's so much stuff, your hair type, your curl pattern, porosity, whether or not it takes. So even as John, I'll just fall down a rabbit hole of YouTube videos and Pinterest looking up hair stuff.
Oh my gosh. So do you I'm kind of amazed that like Arabelle will sit still for like as long as it takes you to like do all this stuff, and that's just to like clean and condition it. Like, what about styling it? How did you?
Right. So I think because I started messing with her hair since she was little, mm-hmm. it's not. It's just something that we do. Like, I'll just like, we have to do your hair, and she'll be like, okay. And now she'll get my phone and watch Netflix while I do it. I think just because of that, it's just how it is. And I've gotten a lot better at combing and stuff. So I try my hardest not to make it like a painful experience. Like, it's a long one, but it's not a painful one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
With Oz, I remember having to like hold him down to comb his hair. And that's actually one reason why we combed it, because he just wouldn't let me. Mm-hmm. But she's pretty good about that. So I think she hasn't known any different.
Right.
Is what we do. And she's starting to get in the stage where she likes to tell me like what she wants her hair to do. Like, she'll tell me she wants it up, or she wants it down, or she wants it to, right now she's in a phase where she wants the 2-strand twist, because I can twist it and she can like, shake her head back and forth and her hair shakes with it. and she thinks it's fun. So yeah.
And I think since you've been doing all this and like the different styles, like Oz has kind of come around, and definitely he seems to be like a little bit more adventurous about like his hairstyles and things like that, I've noticed.
He is very adventurous. He's had the yarn braids, and he likes to get his hair braided, but his hair faded on the sides though, and we just cut it. But he still goes through the phase where he has his friends who have it short and like spiked. Mm-hmm. And he keeps saying he wants straight hair, and I'm like, well, you can't.
I'm not doing that.
I was like, but I bet you they want curly hair too. And so we tried it.
So I mean, both of your kids seem to really love their hair the way it is. You've really like embraced the whole like natural hair, curly hair, things like that, right?
Yeah, because I just talking to my friends who are African-American, it's a big point, and everyone has their own opinion. And I remember some of them just didn't like, they wanted the straight hair, they didn't like it curly, but I want her to embrace like what grows off her head.
Yeah.
That's what grows, it's her hair.
Yeah.
So, I want her to love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they really like it. And I love seeing, like, every time you guys visit, I love seeing all the little, like, different hairstyles, even, like, the pictures. Like, I think it's so cool, and I think it's really awesome how great you've gotten at, like, braiding your hair. Like, I've seen the progression.
Yeah.
It was never, like, bad. It was just very simple. And, like, now...
It's been pretty bad. I've always had friends to braid my hair, so I didn't start braiding until I had a little girl.
Right.
So I was what, like 28?
Yeah.
So,
like, I think I always French braided your hair if you wanted it or something like that.
Right. Uh huh.
Yeah. Say Lucy. Well, I mean, so Lucy has super curly hair. Like, she has my friend like Jordan's hair. She like has like just the natural, like super curly ringlets.
Yes.
And she's, I mean, that's how it's always been. Well, not always been. Like, when she came out, she had dark brown, almost black straight hair, and then it all fell out and then she was bald for like the longest time, and and then like when it was growing in, it was curly, but it was just very short, and like she didn't have enough hair until she was 3 and before I could put it in a ponytail. So mm-hmm. like the first 3 years of her life, I didn't do anything with her hair other than like brushed it a little bit, but that was it. And then mm-hmm. after, I mean, we still haven't like gotten her like first official haircut.
Yeah.
I trimmed it here and there just to like get rid of the dead ends and stuff, so it's easier to comb and stuff. But other than that, she's not had a like an official haircut. And like her hair is just, I mean, it's like maybe an inch or two past her shoulder, and that's curly. I actually did straighten it once for her. Mm-hmm. And it's long. She has really long hair when I did that. But she's 6 now, but I haven't. That was the only time I straightened it. And mainly because I wanted her to grow to love her hair the way it is.
Right.
I don't want to straighten her hair all the time because it's a pain in the butt. But two, like, I just wanted her to love her hair the way it is. So.
Yeah.
But it was hard because for a long time, she would say she wanted straight hair or flat hair. That's how she said it. I want flat hair.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I mean, my hair is not curly like hers. I mean, it has a little bit of wave to it, but it's not nearly as curly as hers is. Avery's is short and everything. So, and like, no one really in our family has the extent of her curly hair except for Oz. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so we haven't had a haircut or anything like that. And, like, the gist of what I do to her hair is, like, we wash it maybe 2, maybe 3 times a week, depending on how, like, you know, messy or sweaty she's gotten and things like that. But, yeah, we wash it, we condition it, and then pretty much every morning before she goes to school, I just spray in, like, leave-in conditioner, comb it out. Mm-hmm. And then either put her hair in a ponytail, or if it's curling nicely that day, we'll maybe put her hair in a headband or something like that. But that's about the extent of it. Like, I'll braid it at nighttime, or I put it up in the bun at nighttime. And that's mainly just so it's easier for me to brush out in the morning.
Right.
Because it gets super, like, tangly and matted otherwise. But
yeah. Called a pineapple on the top of her head.
Yeah, we pineapple it. Yep. But yeah, that's the extent of my hair expertise for her. I mean, maybe it'll come in handy like later when I don't mind on the occasion like straightening or blowing it out or something like that. But for now, like, I'm kind of hard set on her hair being curly all the time because I want her to be happy with it the way it is. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Willie, he has, I mean, straight hair. I mean, there's some body to it, but it's, I mean, and it grows so fast. So he's 3 now, and he's already had, like, I don't know, 10 plus haircuts.
Yeah.
Every few, like, 2 months, we have to go get it cut because it just gets long in the way and stuff like that. But so. When I knew I was going to do this topic, I was kind of just thinking about it, about like the stuff that I wanted to ask and or what we wanted to discuss. And one of the things I was thinking about, though, was like boy hair versus girl hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of find this a little funny, but so there's features on men, especially like little boys and stuff, that are perceived as feminine. But they're actually, I guess, more masculine, but we as females kind of imitate that to be more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so a lot of like little girls that I know, when they're born, it takes them a really long time for their hair to grow. So I feel like little girls, when they're born, have a lot shorter hair for a lot longer than boys do. Because I know this isn't for everybody, but I mean, most of the little boys that I know, their hair has grown. They grow super fast.
Yeah, Oz's hair grows super fast.
Right. So they have, like, their hair grows super fast, so they're more prone to have longer hair, I guess, technically, or biologically speaking. And then all the boys that I know have super long eyelashes.
Yeah.
And like, is that weird? Or is that just, I think about that. Like, you think of,
I think you have to think of, like, culturally though. Like, it's really, like, only, like, a European standard that men have short hair.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, it's
because
like,
because I know that's something Oz deals with.
Yeah.
A lot, that, because he went through a phase where he put up in a bun, and people asked if he was a girl because of that. And yeah. At first it kind of offended him, but thank goodness Aquaman came out at that time. That was just like my go-to. Like, I'm like, Jason Momoa has long hair, and he wears it in a bun, and he's Aquaman. Like,
true.
So, and then I'm in Oklahoma, where there's a big Native American population, and a lot of the little boys, like, there's this one little boy, he has super pretty hair, and he would braid it, and it would go down all the way down to his, like, lower back.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. Like, I think, yeah, it's just, like, the European standard, I guess, for what beauty is, or what's masculine versus feminine, because, mm-hmm. like, I was thinking of that, it was just, like, the long eyelashes, and that the fact that, like, it seems like boys' hair grows quicker than girls, so, but it's like us as women, we're trying to portray biologically masculine features, right? But they're not,
I guess, yeah.
And then we say they're feminine, but they're not. They're really kind of masculine features, but I don't know.
Or maybe because, like, we notice it more when it's not, like, expected.
But it's like peacocking.
It'd be interesting to do, like, a study. Because you're right. I feel like every time when anybody sees, like, Ozzy's eyelashes, or I was like, oh, man, the boys always get the long eyelashes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Willie's eyelashes are long and, like, darker and longer than mine or Lucy's. And it's just like, it's like the whole peacocking thing, you know, like birds.
Like
male birds are definitely brighter colors and stuff like that, and it's to attract the attention of females. And I'm wondering if that's just
true.
Maybe, you know, our biology, our evolution is just we'll be more drawn to that. I was thinking about that, and I was just thought that was kind of odd in the way that we kind of do that. But yeah, well, let's talk about boy hair, because there's definitely different standards, I think, that boys have to have for their hair than, mm-hmm. like, girls. Because, yeah, I think it's more acceptable for, like, men to have longer hair nowadays. But, like, the appearance of it is definitely different. There's a little boy in, like, Willie's class, and he has long hair. But, like, it doesn't look like it's always brushed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's allowed to be down and kind of messy. But I know if I were to do that, if I didn't brush Lucy's hair and I just sent her to school with her bedhead, I don't know. Like, people would think maybe I'm, like, neglecting my child. Like, I'm not taking care of her because she just had, like, this rat's nest, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I remember thinking that, but I remember thinking that with both my kids, because I swear I'll do their hair in the morning and then I'd pick them up and it'd be a complete mess, especially when Oz had long hair, though. And so I wonder, but I do notice that when I tell, like, when I do Arabelle's hair, I'll tell her to stop messing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop messing with it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. With Oz, I'm like, whatever. But he's gotten to the age now where he cares, but, like, when he was younger, he could care less.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, though, if that's parents, because I definitely treated them different in that sense. And now Arabelle, yeah, she knows not to mess with it, and Oz is just like, it's like a side note for him, a side thought. I wonder.
Yeah. I mean, I mainly keep Willie's hair short just for ease, because his is, I mean, I literally do nothing to his hair. I cut it. We wash his hair a few times a week. But other than that, like, in the mornings, it's short enough where I really don't have to, like, comb it. I don't have to brush it.
Right.
And it's like, he has like a low fade, basically. So like, it's definitely pretty short on the sides. It's a little bit longer on top. We're playing around with hairstyles with him. We went to the barber, and this last time he saw, like, a kid, I think, on, like, a TV show or something like that. And he had a mohawk. And so he wanted a mohawk, but I didn't want it shaved on the sides necessarily. So we just did, like, a little bit higher fade. And then it was called, like, a rhino. So it's like shorter in the back, but longer in the front, you know? So, so he did it. And like, I think we've only like done it, like styled it ourselves that way twice since he's had this haircut.
Right.
And it's because he doesn't want to sit still long enough for me to like put the product in it and like work it through his hair and stuff like that. Right. Like, I think I did it, or I tried to do it for his pictures, and he just said, no mohawk, no mohawk. And so, so I just like sprayed it down and then combed it so it would look nice for his photos. But I mean, that's the extent of my styling. I mean, if he's not, I don't know, if we're not doing something that's like going to be like photographed, I don't do anything to his hair. So I don't know, when he's older, like if he wants to grow it out, I'm fine with that as long as he keeps it like neat,
yeah.
I guess. Like, well, I want it to like, be held to the same standards as like as Lucy does. I don't want it.
Right.
Like, I don't want it in her face, you know, like I don't want to see them constantly like moving hair out of their face. And as long as it doesn't smell bad, I'm fine with it. If he wants to grow it long, cool, man. You just got to keep it neat. That's all. That's going to be my
yeah.
my only prerequisite. I'm thinking now.
that was because I actually am kind of sad Osborne to cut his hair, because it was so easy to just pull it back and brush it flat, smooth for a like a bun or something.
Yeah.
And so now I actually have to put, because his hair is curly and it won't ever not, and I can't get this through his head, but I was like, it will never not be curly unless it's
straight
all over fade, like an all over buzz cut almost. And so I have to still, but it's still a lot easier than like, I just get it wet and then put some like curling cream in it on the top. But so it doesn't tangle as much, but
yeah, I feel like Oz would look weird with straight hair.
Right. That's what I told him.
When I straightened Lucy's hair, it was like, I don't know who this child is. Like, she didn't look like Lucy anymore, you know? Like,
right.
I was just like, who are you? Like, it was just, I don't know. I hope you have time to do your hair if you want to.
Yeah, I hope they do. I hope.
Hope you do.
If you don't want to, I hope you don't have to either. Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm not good at it or because my hair doesn't stay. I feel like it's a waste of time almost. I've given up on my hair.
Don't give up. Don't give up on your hair. Everyone, don't give up on your hair. Next time you come up, I'll do your hair. Like, I'll do a blowout for you. And we'll see. We'll see if it's just you, if it's user error, or if it's just your hair.
Yeah. If it's really my hair, it's just the person doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, user error. Anyway. All right. Well, Sarah, thanks for coming on the show and talking to me about all the hair. Hair everywhere.
Yep.
And
thanks for having me.
Yeah. Anytime. And everybody out there listening, I hope you having a good hair day. I hope your kid's hair isn't, you know, causing you stress.
I hope it's not a constant struggle.
Struggle.
I remember that with Oz.
Keep the hair neat and no tangle free, hopefully. Oh, God. It's like bloody murder sometimes when I have to comb out Lucy's hair. Anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you like the show, please rate, comment, subscribe to it. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. You can find Impossible Job at b1015.com and type in the keyword podcast. You can join the Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter at _impossiblejob. Or if you want to contact me directly, you can email me at laura@wbqb.com. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Everyone, have wonderful hair days. Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.